It's good to go. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Uplift Fit Nutrition Radio. I am so, so excited for today's guest. His name is Michael McNeil. He is a holistic health coach, Team Jesus lover, and he is a Cellcore Biosciences rep. So I know you guys, I just talked about the parasite cleanse that I was doing. That was done by Cellcore Microbiome Formulas, same formula. So I'm so excited to have him on today to talk about the formulas, the science behind it, and we're going to get down nitty and gritty. And I do want to apologize. I am watching three dogs right now. So if you guys hear dog barking, it is either Pearl, Pink, or my dog Gabe. So just ignore it. So Michael, thank you so much for taking your time to chat with me today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lacey. I'm so glad to be here and I am super, super pumped to get nerdy and Jesus with you all at the same time. It's going to be fun.
Heck yeah. There's no better way to tackle your entire health than to, of course, use diet, lifestyle, and supplemental strategies, but also be Team Jesus in spiritual health. So very happy to connect.
Amen. I'm right there with you.
So let's talk about Cellcore. What the heck is it? Why is it exploding? And why are people seeing incredible results here? And you guys, this episode is not sponsored by Cellcore. They are not giving me a single dime for this. So just know this is a definitely a company that I trust, I'm using, and I'm excited. So let's talk about first, what is the foundation protocol? And let's go through the steps of it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so I'm gonna backtrack on kind of what is Cellcore in of itself. Perfect. We actually call ourselves a technology company above a supplement company. So the very, very cool story behind it, I'll keep it brief, but I'll get real nerdy on the science because it's one of my favorite things possible. And it's very biblical at the same time. So bear with me. Dr. Todd's wife, so Dr. Todd Watts is the founder of Cellcore Biosciences and our CEO. His wife had Lyme, and he was doing everything in his power as a chiropractor to help her overcome Lyme. And so, you know, he's throwing every supplement, every adjustment, everything you can imagine, and not moving the needle for her. And so in his desperation, he comes across a supplement, which is Mimosa pudica. And he actually found a manufacturer of it who said, give this to your wife in high doses and she'll start to relieve some of her symptoms. And he's like, well, that's kind of weird. This is an anti-parasitic supplement. He's like, how is that going to help Lyme? Well, it just opened up his brain to realize that co-infections that are present are what are allowing these infections to take over the body. So if you don't clean up the toxicity and all the white noise, our own body can't heal itself from very serious things. So he started giving it to her, and guess what? She started passing worms and parasites, but she started to have immediate relief. So he, in his mind, was like, wow, there is definitely a connection between Lyme and parasites, or co-infections and parasites. And if I can get rid of parasites, I can start to move the needle on co-infections. So it was just this powerful revelatory moment for him to have this Mimosa pudica seed, this like divine appointment with this man. And so his next divine appointment is what changed the entire company's trajectory. It used to be just a company that just had Mimosa pudica seed. That's where it all started. And so at a conference, he meets two guys, Jay Davison, who's our co-founder, and Jeff, who's our lead scientist. Well, Jeff is at this conference of chiropractors. Jeff is the world's leading expert on humic and fulvic acids. And in Cellcore's line, we call this carbon technology. And this is my favorite thing on the planet to talk about. I've got to spend time with Jeff, and he's absolutely blown my mind. So Jeff was one of the world's experts who helped clean up Fukushima with fulvic acids, and he wound up winning like a worldwide prize for his ability of his fulvic acid extracts to absorb radiation at such a high capacity. No one could even beat out his stuff at all. So then you add in this Jeff, who's a carbon master, Jay, who's a person who helped Todd and him come together with what is the foundational protocol. And so they all three, you know, coming together was this divine appointment in the creation of CellCore itself. And so I'm going to jump into carbon technology because it's the thing that when I present to practitioners, I get more questions than anything, but it's also my favorite thing to talk about. Are you hanging with me, Lacey?
I'm 100% here with you.
All right, Lit. I love that. Okay, cool. So carbon technology. Okay, so we are carbon and silica-based beings. And humic extracts come from the word human, which comes from humus, which is plant-derived minerals. It's really interesting because if you think of it biblically, we are made of the dust of the earth. Dust is carbon. We are literally created out of carbon structures. It's fascinating. And so Jeff, who started to play with carbon structures at a subatomic level, realized that humics and fulvic acids had a potentiation in the body intracellularly to increase mitochondrial function because humic and fulvic acids carried a negative charge. So at a very, very high level, these carbon structures at a subatomic level look like cages under a microscope. So they have cages, but in the inside of the cage, there's a charge particle. That charge particle carries a negative charge. Most of the toxicity we deal with today is a result of a low charge state. So we have low negative charge. Our electrical conductivity in our body at an intracellular level doesn't have the energy to mobilize cells and create immunity and create the proper responses. But when you introduce these humics and fulvics into the cell, that charge charges the cell membrane, brings and restores mitochondrial function, and starts to balance out the energy production of our bodies itself. So every product in our entire line uses humics and fulvics or carbon technology as an intracellular marriage device that goes into the cell and whatever phytochemical is bound to it. I like to say this, it's like I like to think of it as an electron liposome. So rather than fat to fat, it's electrically through pH transferring on the cell membrane with energy those phytochemicals to influence the cell. That creates a much higher absorption capacity. It also creates a regulatory effect of the cell itself, and that's why patients who go through the protocol don't herx like they do with other protocols, because you're actually regulating the cells, giving them energy, and balancing out immunity at a systemic level across the body, and your body can go through this cascade of this protocol without a lot of turmoil.
I love that. My listeners, are you still here?
I am. I'm going to get more nerdy. You know, as we go, I'll go even deeper because it's so interesting that in all of my research, as a self-healer overcoming type 2 diabetes and Tourette syndrome, traumatic brain injuries, PTSD events, and all kinds of things that wind up creating my body in this depleted energy state. And I had Epstein-Barr and I had chronic fatigue when I was younger. And I realized that my pursuit was a pursuit of energy. Like anything I was, whether it was grounding, whether it was saunas, whether it was getting out in the sun, all of those things are utilizing energy through light to charge my cells to start to regulate my body. So it's fascinating that God, in his infinite wisdom, created carbon structures that have like 24 different million combinations under a microscope that lock and key into our cells to provide energy through light directly into the cell. So it's fascinating that there's this huge correlation. So Jay, Todd, and Jeff were like, okay, what do we need to create? What's not out there for patients today to take them from the beginning stages of detoxification all the way to the end, but make it where compliance, less herxing, and the ability for them to really, for lack of a better term, make it all the way to the end? I don't know about you, but I have done a million types of cleanses in my healing journey, and I've done every company you can ever imagine. And I've been on the toilet for hours, and I've been in pain, and I've been bloated, and I've been experiencing herxing because I was on this kill, kill, kill phase, but not restore. And so there wasn't a lot of balance. It was like random liver cleanses, random colon cleanses, just kind of throwing these very hardcore herbs in the darkness of my body and hoping that I'd see a big result. Well, a lot of our patients or clients are stuck in that cycle, right? They're just kind of like, what do I do? Whole body? Do I do a colon? Do I do a liver? They're kind of looking for the roadmap or the direction so that it makes it plain, it makes it clear, and they can follow that path all the way through. So it's fascinating that Jay, Todd, and Jeff are like, okay, let's create the roadmap itself and hand it to practitioners so they can get their patients on the right, titrated doses of things that are going to create systemic healing and wholeness in the body and clear out the white noise of infections and of all these different things that are causing heavy metals and environmental toxins, causing dysbiosis. Then let's go in with functional medicine. Let's go in with testing and get a true baseline to see exactly where they're at.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I love that it's not just attacking, what can we do to bind and excrete? I mean, fulvic acids are also helpful for the mitochondria, and they help deliver the energy supplying nutrients that we need. And not only that, but they participate in electron flow and electrolyte balance in our cells. And if we don't have our healthy mitochondria, I mean, our mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell and the powerhouse of our bodies. So making sure we have all that and our mitochondria happy and healthy and producing ATP, what we need for energy, is something that can't be overlooked.
So true. It's so true. And see, on my thought processes, as I went through my journey, I'm like, oh, I just take a bunch of adaptogens and I'm going to influence my pituitary, thymus, adrenal axis. And by regulating immune cell function and helping them mobilize, then I'm going to boost my adrenals and feel amazing. But what I didn't realize is outside of an adaptogenic theory was that actually the carbon structures of adaptogens were providing intracellular energy, which is like the whole science of carbon technology and cell cores products, is that they are then regulating systemically every cell with their energy cycle and production. So it's not just the pituitary, hypothalamus, and axis and adrenals. What if your kidneys, what if your liver, what if your colon, what if your brain needed that balancing intracellular energy in that production cycle? And that's where, for me, I see radical results in different clients' bodies, including my own family and my own friends, who vary in age, vary in health conditions, vary in lifestyle, but they have all had a positive result with the introduction.
You guys have now met Pearl with her bark.
Pearl, that was like perfectly timed.
I know. She's like, yes, I agree. So I would definitely say I have not thrown CellCore at a bunch of different clients because, one, it's expensive as hell, let's be honest. And then, two, I am all about what can we do on the cheapest route. Mm. Now, that being said, I have personally tried it, and I can say that the CellCore, specifically the binder, I kid you not, is 100 times better than just activated charcoal. It makes such a big difference.
Agreed. I'm right there with you. And I'll go over the whole protocol with you, but I'll tell you right now, our products stand alone are so powerful, you know, and if a client can afford to go through these tracks, if they can afford, you know, to lock in a couple things, that's going to be the game changer to like their current protocol. I'm all about it. And I'm all about, you know, compliance is everything.
Yes, agree. And I love that Cellcore and you guys set up the foundation. You have the foundation protocol. So you're setting people up for success, not for failure. Mm-hmm. Whereas yep. There's all these other companies and, of course, practitioners even that are just kill, kill, kill. And they don't support the gut, the immune system, inflammation. So let's talk about the steps you need in order to eradicate all these infections and parasites. What do you need to go through in order to set yourself up for success and not just throw your body into the ground?
Yes. So I love that. So let's go through it. So the first either. So we have two tracks and I'll talk about both of them, but I'll focus on one more than the other. So we have a comprehensive protocol and we have a foundational protocol. The foundational is the one I'm really going to focus on. They both follow the same principles of this drainage funnel. And if you guys have never seen our drainage funnel, I'll, you know, hopefully Lacey and I can put something together where you can actually see it. But it's actually a little bit different than scientifically than what other companies would start with. And so we're actually starting from the top with energy and drainage. So here's the deal. You have to, for step one or phase one, you have to introduce the body with all of these carbon technologies in order to give the body enough energy to open up drainage pathways in the liver, in the colon, to start to stimulate lymph and to get movement in the body before you can go and start attacking and killing. That step one or phase one is the most important piece in the entire puzzle. It's the missing link in a lot of other programs that I've seen or a lot of other companies that they attempt to try and replicate. That phase one is so important. So for a lot, if not most clients, they need either two step ones or two phase ones. So we go through this foundational protocol. I'll start with the foundation. I'll move into the comprehensive.
Perfect.
So we're opening up energy and drainage. The foundational protocol is made and created with lower amount of supplements, a lower cost to the patient, still extremely effective, but it's more so for patients or clients who want to go through a whole body detoxification system if they never have. That is all heavy metals, environmental toxins, all of your organs, your colon, your liver, your kidneys, opening up the lymphatic system and basically draining and resetting the immune system. It's a 4-month protocol. So it's not extremely long, but it's long enough to be effective. And it's only about 5 to 6 products per step. So it's not entirely too complicated or complex for a patient to walk through it or a client to go through it. And at the end of it, feel a clarity in your body that honestly, in my 30 years of existence, I have never felt on a 14-year health journey until I went through it myself. So step one in that system is energy and drainage. Step two is gut and immune. So here's me. I go through one twice and I'm feeling so, so good in one. Like I have so much energy, more than I've ever had in my whole life. I don't feel crashes in my immune system based on stress anymore. So I used to kind of fluctuate if I worked out really hard, if I, you know, over-exercised or something, I would have this flare up immune-wise and I would go down because my adrenals couldn't handle it. My cells couldn't handle it. So I'm in phase one. I have so much energy. I start working out twice a day. I start feeling amazing. I mean, more amazing than I've ever felt before in my whole life. And I'm like, what is in our stuff? This is like tripping me out. And of course, I'm starting as a rep. So I'm like, taking all of our stuff at massive doses so I feel what it does to my body, because I'm like, I'm a gastronaut. I'm trying to high dose things and feel what they feel so that when I talk to you as a practitioner, Lacey, or client, I can tell them the honest truth of what I'm feeling. So then we move into step two. Well, step two is going after cleansing the gut and really kicking the liver into gear and starting to kill parasites. So I consider myself a healthy guy. You know, I've been in this world for a long time. I'm like, you know, athletic. I eat clean, all that, all the crunchy stuff you could ever imagine, saunas, all the goodness. And I start into two. Well, I am not even crapping you, pun intended. I pooped out an 8-inch tapeworm. I was in Tyler, Texas, like out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm on the protocol feeling great. And I'm in and out of offices. And I promise you, I break out in a cold sweat. And I'm like feeling a little something, something in my stomach. And I'm like, this is not a normal movement feeling. And I like beeline it in a grocery store in the middle of the pandemic in scrubs to the bathroom. I probably look like a crazy person. And I literally pass an 8-inch tapeworm. It was like looking at it. It's one thing for like people to talk about like, oh, parasite detox is great. And even for me in front of doctors, now I'm like, no, listen, the proof was in the bowl. I'm like, this came out of me. I'm like, I was freaking out. I was like, I called my boss and I was like, dude, our stuff actually works. I mean, I believed in it, but like when it happens to you, you're like, oh my gosh, you know? So I literally had this just like revelatory moment. And what I realized was that I had chronic sinusitis, no matter what I've done in all of our worlds, like every supplement you could ever imagine, and from nettles to quercetin to histio, you know, diamine oxidase, you name it, nothing could stop me from being a mucousy human. I've done every test you could imagine. I've eliminated every food. I've done every allergy you could imagine, homeopathy, all that stuff. When I passed that parasite and I got back in my car, I could breathe through my nose. And I was like, what the heck? And I was listening to Dr. Watts talking about the parasite killing phase in step two specifically, that a lot of times what our body is reacting to from a histamine standpoint are ammonia byproducts of the waste of parasites. And every time we eat, they become biologically active. They basically poop in our body and our body reacts. How disgusting is that and amazing?
It's completely disgusting. Not only do they take away our nutrients, but they provide us with fantastic, what they think are benefits to ourselves.
Very true. And we walk around hosting those little guys for God only knows how long. And, you know, we're just basically walking Petri dish hosts of them, no matter how clean you eat. It's incredible.
And I know, I mean, I was very skeptical specifically about the full moon detox and parasite cleanses and all that stuff. I've done significant research on everything. And I was like, you know what? They claim that everybody does have parasites. Why don't I try it? Well, I was blown away just by the beginner dose and what came out of me. I was like, oh my God, you cannot like, next time I'm actually, we're coming up on the full moon. So I'm going to take some photos, not sharing them on Instagram, you guys, but make sure that I have proof because good Lord Almighty, this stuff actually works.
I'm right there with you. It sure does. I passed a total of four in my journey with, so yeah. And they were different kinds. So there's varied kinds in our body. There's, you know, strontium. Many of them have different functionalities as far as like liver flukes in the liver. They specifically impede our body's ability to fully detox. And so it just was like a revelation for me. I've never had food allergy like symptoms since. And if you ask anyone in my life, my family, my friends, I'm like Mr. Blows his nose 24/7. And now I don't do it at all. And I'm like, man, I feel amazing.
That's so awesome.
Isn't that incredible? So step two is just such an integral. It is the step for a lot of clients where you may feel symptomatically wise, some herxing, especially if you've never gone into the parasite detoxification portion of cleansing. But it's amazing though that with our binders and with Tudka and with our the tiered structure of the way that you take each product, it is very, very balancing and very, very easy to titrate doses up or down based upon symptoms as you go through it until things clear up. And so a lot of times for me, what I filter from practitioners like you, you know, all over Texas, is helping them help their patients with those dosage titrations and answering questions as they go through things, just to kind of support them with education on their journey. And so for any of, you know, your followers, Lacey, or anybody who's listening, if you need my support, I'm definitely here for you guys. That's my job as a rep, and my job is really someone who I consider myself like a CellCore educator at this point, to give you guys an educated and a good experience as you go through our detoxification program.
So let's just recap, you guys. In order to get rid of all your chronic symptoms, get rid of Lyme, Hashimoto's, get rid of the mold toxicity, get rid of the sinusitis or the allergies, or even, you know, all these fibromyalgia symptoms, sometimes you have to get rid of a parasite, or you have to support your detox and your drainage pathways. Would you say that's a good kind of like overview?
100%. That's perfectly said. I love it.
Okay. Awesome. And you guys, I'll definitely do another parasite podcast, because I want to get into the nitty gritties of that. But I want to ask you, so if somebody is struggling with a lot of these different crazy symptoms, say that it is, you know, allergies, abdominal bloating, brain fog, what is their first step?
Their first step, and for me, between comprehensive and foundational, their first step is foundational step one. So, okay. And I'll hear it out. If you can afford step one, it's going to set your body up for the success of opening up energy and drainage and getting your body in a state of balance that it hasn't been in before.
So step one, we have your bowel mover to get things moving and flowing, because you cannot detox what doesn't get eliminated through your bowels. Mm-hmm. We have the biotoxin binder to help bind as well as support the mitochondria. We have the advanced TUDCA for your liver, which if you guys don't know, TUDCA is incredible for liver support. And then we have the CT minerals. So we have four products here. And can you tell us about the difference between the CT minerals and the Mito Restore and the molecular oxygen here? Because we all know these are all little tinctures, and they all look like they have about the same ingredients. So what is the difference in all these products?
Okay, I freaking love – this is by far my favorite question. This is also –
I have definitely like put them all side by side. I'm like, okay, what's the true difference
here? I love that. So good. So – and we like to call these the three amigos. So these are the three liquid tinctures that are actually, man, between TUDCA and these three tinctures, if I could stay on four products the rest of my life, it would be those four. So the thing about carbon technology, you're going to look on the labels of our products and you're going to see humix, fulvic acid, dibasic acid, and polyelectrolytes pretty much on every single bottle. So the deal from a proprietary standpoint is carbon structures that are created from these acids have different functionality intracellularly. So the name of the product should give you more of the direction from an education standpoint than the actual ingredient list. So we protect proprietary blends, but I'm carbon structures, because they're so varied in the capacity of what they can do, we tend to keep the labels under the guise of them while having different lengths and charge states that are specific within the body to create a different intracellular effect. So I'll go through each one of them. Okay. So Mito ATP, or I guess you're calling it Mito Restore, which would be the microbe side, but Mito ATP is a straight fulvic acid product. So the reason why it's so powerful from the electron transport, like how many negative electrons consist in that bottle, it is a product directly, I say it's like plugging your cells into a DC battery. Okay. It is the primal energy giver in our entire line to really amp up, like at a much higher capacity than just CT minerals or even hydroxygen to start to feed your body and your cells energy. And I'll give this short example. Two of my best friends, they're in full-time ministry. They have four kids and they just go 24/7. And I, as an experiment with a lot of my friends and family, of course, they know me as like Mr. Cellcore at this point. And people call me like, you know, as a joke, Dr. McNeil, you know, like in my friends and family, you know, lore, because I'm always talking about this stuff. And I gave this bottle to my friend Josh and I was like, just start taking it. 7 days later, he's like, Michael, Nacy and I have to have this forever. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, for the first time in our life, we realized at the end of the day, we actually had the energy to be with each other and we had the energy to go to sleep. Isn't that interesting? So it's like, you know, that primal energy that's needed for the body to rest was given to them with the introduction of fulvic acids and the energy potentiation ability to create ATP in their bodies directly. So it's something you can feel very quickly. If you put that in water and you start to drink it, unlike coffee or energy drinks, I say primal energy is like the when we were kids. We had no concept of the up or down. We went all day and all night until we went to sleep. And that's where you get back to. It's fascinating. I mean, the longer I've had them in my body, the more I have the ability to just go like 24/7, no matter what kind of sleep I have or don't, or how hard I work out or not. So that's Mito ATP. It's a linchpin supplement in our line and I freaking enjoy it. So then we'll move to CT minerals. So CT minerals is a plant derived trace mineral product. So for a myriad of things in the body, we need trace minerals for intracellular functionality. I could go for days on mineral sciences because I've been obsessed with it, but different subatomic minerals influence many different things in the body and many things in the cell. Everything from, you know, hair and bone structure to intracellular, you know, regulatory effects of one thing that I find interesting about CT minerals. If you are familiar, Lacey, with redux signal potential,
do you know that? No, I'm not. No.
Oh, you know that? So if the cell of your body has a charge enough, like the charge capacity is built up enough, under a dark field microscope, if you've ever done live blood microscopy, cells without charges clump together and they call that aggregation. And an aggregated cell is what eventually, when a bunch of aggregated cells get formed into a specific vein or artery, that is what starts the process of plaquing and what starts eventually down the line of coronary issues. So what's very interesting is introducing cellular charge starts to, the cells don't stick together anymore. They actually, like magnets, they are in their own lane inside your vein. Those healthy cells that flow easier and flow better, they call the signal between them redux. So it's like the potentiation of energy to keep the cells at like a separated capacity and increasing their flow state. And in that flow state, there's energy production, there's all kinds of stuff because things are moving the way that they should. So it's interesting that the introduction of CT minerals, I'm talking to our scientist, Jeff, I'm like, well, if they're so filled with a charge, if they have trace mineral capabilities, so giving the cell these different unique minerals that they need, then do they increase redux signal? And he's like, of course they do. It was like, no brainer to him. And it's funny because I've never heard outside of one MLM company who's massive on the planet, any other company talk about it. And it's such an important aspect to intracellular health that has everything to do with what we're talking about when it comes to energy. So that's CT minerals. It's a very unique way of utilizing humix and fulvix to ride again intracellularly these very unique minerals, whatever the body needs, it uses, and what it doesn't, it excretes. So, and a lot of people ask for breakdowns. They want specific milligram amounts. They want specific every little thing. They want lists and data sheets and all this kind of stuff. It's interesting when people ask for that, because the longer that I've been in this game, the more I'm getting out of taking mass milligram amounts of specific things to create huge changes in the body. It's more about introducing small but powerful amounts of things over long periods of time to get the body in more of a regulated state. So it's a different way of thinking about it. So then we move to hydroxygen. Are you still hanging with me, Lacey?
I'm still hanging with you.
The freaking best. I love it. You're such a good listener. It's so nice. So then we go to hydroxygen. So I've done so much research, and I'm sure you have too, Lacey, on ozone, right? Like the power of ozone treatments, insufflation, and IVs, you name it, getting systemic oxygen into the body creates an environment of healing. And it's in all our fruits and vegetables, and it's in every time we breathe in, and it's an integral part of the way of the respiration of our entire cells and our whole body. And it creates brain clarity and all kinds of things. So at the same time, there's micronized oxygen and hydrogen that are bound to humics and fulvix that, when introduced into water, create a cascade effect that, when you drink it, systemic oxygen molecules and hydrogen molecules begin to flood your body, very, very similar to you getting an intravenous ozone treatment. So it's negative hydrogen ions have an antioxidant capacity, so they can quench free radicals. The oxygen part of the molecules, I tell a lot of times, because people ask me, like, what's your biofilm busting product? Because there's all this biofilm talk out there, and like envelope proteins and all these kinds of things. Systemic oxygen, like increasing that in your bodies, it starts to rip apart the envelope protein coatings and the lipopolysaccharides, and it starts to create this very intense environment for those specific viruses and bacteria that have this shielding mechanism. They can't handle it. And so it's very interesting that when you take hydroxygen, you start to introduce this hydrogen antioxidant capacity, this systemic oxygen, like mito ATP or even like CT minerals. Within about 30 to 60 minutes, you feel a brain clarity. There's an actual feeling state of a difference in your body. Now, I've been on all three for 8 months, and I can tell you there's just the limitless capacity of feeling this invincible immunity that I have. I've been in the pandemic day one. I've been in and out of clinics and around sick people 24/7, sick one time. And I attribute a lot of that to finally getting my body and cells into this balanced state.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for diving into that. And I hope my listeners are still here. I know I've tried the CT minerals. I honestly, of course, I had a lot going on for myself. I did not see any benefit. That's just me. But you can't see a benefit if you've got other things going on.
Very true.
So if you have candida like I did, or, you know, you can see a benefit if something is actually the root cause. So
very true. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing to talk about, because that's a lot of things that a lot of times I see with clients or patients who are basically like me, which I'm a bit of a supplement junkie. I call myself a supplementarian. I probably take more
supplements. I know we've talked about this, getting rid of all the supplements we've wasted money on.
Seriously, just, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars of just basically trying to throw supplements into a toxic body to produce no result. And that's not Cellcore's goal. And that's not your goal. That's not my goal. We're very, very much way more intelligent and educated now that we're at the point where we know systemically what we need and where we need to go, so that when we introduce things, we're presenting like real value into the body. And we're not going to be wasting money anymore or wasting time in the litany of, you know, thousands of companies and everybody's got their thing and they're unique, this and that and that and that, you know, I think you and I, we filled the gambit of, you know, basically trying that for you guys who are listening, you know, so that you don't have to go down that rabbit hole. And I know that, Lacey, you're like a fanatic because you're also a formulator, which I think is extremely super powerful and very cool. So I know your brain and body and your mindset and everything is like, you want the most hardcore, high quality, best stuff on the freaking planet that you're going to put your mind, that you're going to put into someone's body to create change. It's such a responsibility to you, for your listeners and your followers and your clients and everybody, that I know just from hearing your heart and knowing how you are, if like you and I are like twin humans in a lot of capacities, it's extremely refreshing. But we want to protect those that we love and we want to put the best things in their body. We want them to have the opportunity to feel what true healing and true happiness is.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me. And I've put my heart and my soul into these formulas. So I am so excited to finally get all that released. But I want to ask you, if you could give my listeners one piece of advice to tackle their health, getting rid of, you know, we've talked about supplements, we talked about SoulCore, what would that be?
There's so many things outside of even SoulCore or supplements or anything. I'm going to get spiritual and then I'm going to get physical.
Okay.
Spiritually, my number one pursuit, I wish someone would have told me when I was younger and I had someone give the opportunity to listen to me to get healed, was be honest before God with yourself and find somebody who has the Lord in them or is a good listener and tell them what's going on in your heart. I feel like the sin or Satan narrative for us to be sick is for us to be silent about issues we never talk about. And so everybody who's listening, I want you to take this as a spiritual ticket or opportunity to find that person and to open up.
I love that so much.
It's going to destroy Satan's kingdom and allow Christ to reign that much more in all of our lives. And I always say this, the devil works in darkness, but God's in the light. And what we bring in the light, it takes the power away from darkness. Powerful.
That is powerful stuff. I feel like the dog beside me that just barked like a demon. I'm like, not today, Satan. Get out of here. You're not the person I'm looking for.
That's right. So cute. And then on the physical side, outside of everything, if you just go to your page, Lacey, you have the best advice on the planet. I love all your infographics and everything you provide. It's just a beautiful and refreshing thing to see. But I would say if I did pick from our SoulCore line, I think the most important, I put out a lot of videos on this personally, the most important and number one supplement in our whole line that I want everybody to take is Tudka. Advanced Tudka. If any listener out there, there is now 18 PubMed studies on the power of Tudka by itself. Everything from starting the process of healing leaky gut, everything from being neuroprotective, hepatoprotective. It starts to release the signaling proteins to heal the gut. And so starting that process creates like proper neurotransmitter function. It starts to heal the liver. It causes all three phases of detoxification. And I think it's one of the most balancing for the digestive system, helping with bile flow and that whole process. It's something that is extremely unique in our line. And it's something that I think any listener who started to introduce that into their body, they would start to see positive benefits in their digestive function, their liver function, their brain health. And it's just a very universal product for everyone to try. And it's the integral part of the drainage phase has a lot to do with the liver. The liver's capacity for helping us absorb proteins, helping us create healthy hormones, and helping us deal with, you know, a balance of cholesterol, good fats, bad fats. The liver is such a masterful organ that when supported, the cascade of healing your body can go through is going to be massive.
I'm all about liver support. You guys, I even have made sure that my own hormone balancing supplement ensures that it has a form of liver support, because you cannot balance your hormones or take care of your own body in this day and age with everything that's thrown at us without supporting your liver. That doesn't mean go take 5 billion liver supplements, but I love Tudka. So that was a great suggestion.
Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for taking your time to chat with me today, to come on my podcast. I'm so excited to continue connecting with you, talking about everything. I know we talk about skincare all the freaking time too, which I love. You guys, I'm a skincare junkie. So maybe we'll hop on another podcast and we'll talk about skincare.
Oh, I'm so down. This is so much fun. You're such a great host and such a kind soul. And so, yeah, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a huge blessing.
Well, thank you. Can you tell my listeners where they can find you and follow you?
Yes. So if you want to, Instagram has been the easiest way for me to navigate everything. So I'm at the T-H-E music, M-U-S-I-C-K. Doctor on Instagram. And if you want to shoot me a DM, I answer DMs and questions all day long. So yeah, find me on there at the music doctor on Instagram, and I will be happy to help you with whatever you need and support you, Lacey, with your followers or your clients and anything you need as well.
Well, thank you so much. Sending prayers for a healthy, happy rest of your Sunday. And you guys, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast, review it, tell us what you want to learn about, because we need to get this podcast out for more and more people. And also, I am low-key trying to market and strategize this podcast for the release of my book. And the book is for you guys. So if you guys want the book, you better share about this podcast, okay? Please and thank you. No shame for asking. So you guys have a great Sunday. And thank you so much again, Michael.
You're so welcome. Blessings, guys.